Hello, my name's David Parker, and I'm the co-author of the book What Really Makes You Ill? Why Everything You Thought You Knew About Disease Is Wrong. I thought I'd make this short video because of the recent video put out by Del Bigtree interviewing Vandam Bosch, the virologist. Now, some of you may have seen some time ago when Vandam Bosch had been interviewed before and had put all sorts of scare stories about, which was well covered again by Del Bigtree and Vernon Coleman. But now he's released another one, which continues with the same sort of disinformation, but I think there's a few interesting points to be made out of it. Not least of which is that because of the rising cases around the world, which are now having to be acknowledged, where vaccinated people are becoming reinfected, so-called, in their terms, by COVID, okay, which is a strange thing in itself. And of course, the authorities and various others, virologists in particular, have got to sort of come up with a cover story for this. But what Vandam Bosch is doing is he's using the fact that more and more, as I say, vaccinated people are becoming infected with COVID. He's saying that this is what he predicted, because the fact that the world health authorities are doing this mass vaccination program around the world, he'd predicted that the vaccine, because it doesn't actually kill the virus, this is all in their terms, will actually, as he puts it, put pressure on the virus to mutate and produce even more deadly and infectious strains of the virus. Now, that's again the first problem, of course, is that he omits to say that the virus, as we've always said, has never actually been proved to exist as a pathogen in the first place. So that's the first problem, and always has been with any virologist. And the second is, he of course, because of these people all being so-called infected, he's saying this proves his point because, as I say, he'd said that this mass vaccination program will suppress the immune system of vaccinated people, and therefore they will then be subject to any virus that came along, and this is why they are becoming ill. And of course he's saying it's the extra stronger strains. Now again, he never seems to realise, and this goes for Del Bigtree as well, because he's sort of promoting this whole thing, as I say, they never stop to think that no virus has been proved to exist, and they never stop to think that the reason that all of these so-called vaccinated people are becoming ill is because they're being poisoned by the vaccine, the very thing that is supposed to be helping them. And this is why they're actually becoming ill. Never seems to enter their heads. And the latest outpouring from Del Bigtree's site spends a long time, best part of an hour and a half or more, with all sorts of new computer graphics to show imaginary antibodies and all sorts of tribe that to try and prove their point. Now, there's no doubt, as Del Bigtree says, that Vandam Bosch seems very sincere about what he's saying. Well, of course he does. He's a virologist and he's trained to believe what he says. But just because he's sincere and believes what he says doesn't mean to say it's correct, because the true science disputes everything he says. There is no evidence for what he says whatsoever, because they always forget to start at square one. So I would recommend people don't waste their time. Well, you're more than like, you can have a look at the video yourself from Del Bigtree, but you may find that it's a waste of the best part of 2 hours of your life, because it doesn't prove anything other than the fact that these vaccinated people are becoming ill from the very vaccines that they've taken. And of course, the more they take, the more incidences there will be. And they keep talking, Van den Bosch does too, and so does Dale Bigtree, about all of these variants. But again, they never stop to tell the public that these variants, so-called virus variants, have never been shown to exist in the real world. They never tell people that these so-called variants only exist in computer models. No one anywhere in the world has ever taken a sample from anything or anyone and proved that one of these variants exists, including this latest nonsense with the Omicron that they're trying to panic the world about. That they only exist in computers. But all of these salient points are overlooked in this video by Dale Bigtree and Van den Bosch. So it's, without them really realising, if we give them the benefit of the doubt, it's another massive piece of deception which will panic the world into doing things that really should not be imposed upon the world, and perpetuates this myth that there is any virus, whether they want to call it Omicron or anything else, it perpetuates the myth that any virus has actually been scientifically proved to exist, which has never been done ever in the last 150 years, and certainly not in this last 2 years that we've all undergone this nonsense of world lockdowns. As we've said many times in our interviews, there is another much more nefarious agenda behind all this, but it's not my intention to go into it now. It's merely just to say that the latest outpouring from Dale Bigtree and Van den Bosch is another complete nonsense, not based on anything scientific, and it's just another lot of scaremongering. Yes, I mean, the one thing that I would agree with Van den Bosch is that the mass vaccination program should stop. I mean, he's advocating that it certainly should not go into children, but for all sorts of different reasons, not least of which is that it will take out the new generations coming on. Well, yes, if we poison them all. But bear in mind, there is no new strains, never has been, and there is not even the original virus in existence. It's never been proven. And the fact that, I'll just repeat, the fact that vaccinated people are now becoming ill in their thousands around the world is because they've been poisoned with the vaccine. It all is very simple, but it's overcomplicated, as you will see if you watch Dale Bigtree's video. It's all overcomplicated unnecessarily. Okay, well, thank you for listening, and I hope that's been helpful.